This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, hold the phone. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to the question of whether your cell phone causes brain cancer, just exactly who will be making the call on that one? Francis decided that cell phones were responsible for the fact that brain tumors are on the increase and brought a class action lawsuit against virtually every cell phone manufacturer, 21 defendants in all. It took 9 pages just to list all the attorneys involved. And to put that in cell phone speak, 9 pages of lawyers is a lot of bars. Francis claimed that cell phones are unsafe to be operated without headsets because holding the phone next to the user's head exposes the user to dangerous amounts of radio frequency radiation. He cited dozens of peer-reviewed papers, but the FCC has declared the evidence to be ambiguous and unproven, and has ruled that any cell phone legally sold in the U.S. is a safe phone. And the court held the FCC action overrides all lawsuits. So there it is. The FCC has declared our cell phones are safe, so we can use them to our heart's content. As for our brains, however, that's still up in the air. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.